Winston Churchill said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." The American Red Cross is in serious need of blood donations, and they continue to deal with an emergency blood and platelet shortage. Ashley Henyon, Communications Director of the American Red Cross, is my guest to talk about what people can do to help. Blood is life, but it can't be manufactured. This is such a vulnerable thing.
Yeah, blood can only come from compassionate donors who are willing to give a small part of themselves to help a stranger in need. Or you never know where the blood is going to go, right? We work to meet the demand of local hospitals first, and then it can be moved around the country because the Red Cross is a national network. And with that, the blood might be going to help someone you know as well.
What blood types are most needed right now?
Yeah, particularly type O right now, and O negative. That's what emergency room doctors reach for. When there's no time, when there's a trauma emergency that comes in and there's no time to really find out what type of blood, that's that universal blood type. But really, every single blood type is needed right now because the Red Cross, who supplies about 40% of the nation's blood across the country, our national blood inventory is at its lowest point. Lower than it's been in at least 6 years during this time. What happens is that usually during the summer months, it's more challenging to collect blood. Folks are on vacation, schools are out of session where we often host blood drives. And then we see it usually bounce back typically in the fall months. This year, due to the pandemic, due to the Delta variant, we have not seen it bounce back yet. And for some blood types right now, the supply is about a half day supply.
For those of us who have never given blood or platelets before, is it safe to donate?
Absolutely. And one thing to remember is that it's safe to donate after you've received your COVID-19 vaccine as well. The entire process takes about 45 minutes from check-in to check-out. You'll have your temperature checked, you'll have your blood pressure and your iron level checked, you'll answer a few questions, and then you'll actually start the blood donation process. That actually, the giving of the blood part, is usually between 10, 12, maybe 15 minutes at the most. And with that pint of blood that you're giving, you can potentially save up to 3 lives.
Who can donate?
Yeah, you can find out everything about who's eligible to donate blood. Usually those age 16 and older are eligible. You have to weigh at least 110 pounds. But redcrossblood.org is the best place to go to check all of the eligibility.
Who needs blood donations?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So donating blood helps people you know, it helps strangers, it helps anyone that depends on a life-saving blood transfusion to survive. That might be a new mother experiencing a complicated childbirth. It might mean a cancer patient undergoing treatment. It could be someone that's impacted by sickle cell disease, which affects about 100,000 people across the country. They can often have dozens, sometimes upwards of 50 blood transfusions in their life for those patients that are battling sickle cell disease.
And platelets are also in short supply. Is that correct?
Yep, platelets are in short supply, and platelets actually only have a 5-day shelf life. So after someone donates platelets, which takes a little bit longer than the donating of the whole blood, it takes a couple of hours, but those platelets, that donation is only good for 5 days. So the supply of platelets has to continuously be replenished. Whole blood, on the other hand, has a shelf life of 42 days. It still goes bad. So we can't stockpile blood. There always has to be a constant stream of regular donors coming out whenever they're eligible, every 56 days to give, and new donors coming in to fill that gap to make sure that we have enough blood to meet hospital demand, knowing that it's all going to go bad every 42 days.
Can you give us that website again where people can get more information about blood and platelet donation?
To learn more about donating blood, to find a blood drive near you, just enter your zip code at redcrossblood.org and you can find a Red Cross fixed donation site or a mobile blood drive near you.
Thank you very, very much. And I hope we can talk again soon, and good luck, and thank you for everything that you do with the American Red Cross.
Thank you. We really appreciate the support.